Yeah, Jing Yap and Lei Hong, they are given the honor to light the candle and the incense. So today is the 20th September 2018, Thursday class. Oh, the rain heavier and heavier. Oh, now we have Yong. Okay. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. We are the kill siote. Do sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, you all can visit that. Okay, let us compose our mind. Develop the faith, sadha, virya, sati, then he shall commence the puja. Mindfully, we shall start the chanting. Arahang sama sambuto bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, turn to page 1 of your chanting book. We shall chant the bandana onward. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatthana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now we are chanting the Padipa Puja offering of light. Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonodang ganda sambara yutena dupena hang suganghina pujaye pujaniyantang puja bhajana motamang Vanna ganda gunopetang etang kasuma santatin pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kasumena nena punnena mattena cha hotu mokhang Pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tatayati vinasabhavang adivase tuno bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatumutamang Adivase tuno bante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatumutamang Adivase tuno bante bojanang parikapitang anuvam upadave Tigan hatu mutamang trip. Yeah. Okay. Now we have to. Oh, we already regained power. So we can chant the puja aspiration. Based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses all the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana, making our overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or power, sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who had the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay homage to Tripaja. Buddhang pujayami. Dhammang pujayami. Sanghang pujayami. Okay. You can be seated. Just relax body and mind. Then we can have half an hour of meditation. Silent meditation. Okay, I think all of us has been here before, so you know what to do. Just relax body and mind completely. Then let your mind settle down on its own. No need to do anything. Just follow the four support and the mind will silent and still on its own. You just have to relax into any mind state that arises. Just relax. Make sure the body and mind completely relax. Relax means no need to think, no need to worry about anything. Just tell the mind, yeah? Allow me to have the space to train my mind, to meditate, to develop the understanding. So you just relax, silent. Then whatever mind state that arises, thinking or whatever habitual tendency, whatever balance of thought process, let it arise. Then if you have developed daily mindfulness until it's very stable, you will come to understand that you have very little or no thought at all. Straight away, the moment you're silent, the silent mind will arise. You will be in that state. But let's say you have been heedless for a certain period, you are not so stable in your daily mindfulness, then the thought will arise. Then if you silence your mind and just relax and follow whatever thought that arise and allow it to be, you will start to see them, understand them, why this thought, not other thought. Then whatever the thought, just let it be. Don't try to do anything. Don't try to give meaning. Just let it be. It will return to its original state of stillness or silence before the stirring, before the habitual tendency or the conditioning and the thinking. Most of this come from your habitual thinking. Or we call it the heedless thinking. They are not important thought. They are just thought that you cling on to, hold on to, and give meaning to. Then sometimes you violate your precept. That's why precept is the source of spiritual joy and peacefulness of mind. But if you don't keep your precept well, it will cause your sankhara to move. You will develop fear and worry about things that you have done wrong. That's how the mind develops the mental hindrance, the five mental hindrance. Then your habitual reaction of like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, create duality. So this duality of sensual desire and ill will, this will continue to arise. Then the restless thinking come from your fear, your worry, your anxiety. Some of these are within your subconscious and your unconscious, so you will not be able to understand them because you are not mindful, you are not heedful. So meditation is to allow all this to arise and develop the understanding. Then when all this settle down, where you don't give it any more mental energy, any more meaning, it will slow down, slow down, slow down, and then finally become quiet, still. Then you allow it to stabilize. That's why the four support is relax, then maintain awareness, don't do anything. Then this awareness, you can maintain it for as long as you can. That's why I put there 24 hours. Then you just let the silent mind stabilize. When you are in that state, that mind become very sensitive. That mind is just aware. That is your true mind, your meditative mind, the essence of mind. So this one will be very sensitive, very sharp. It can pick up whatever sense data that impinges against your sense basis. Then whatever movement even within your memory or your thought process, your mind though, you can see them. Then you can understand why Jai Krishnamurti and we all say thought is respond to memory. Well, without those memory, there is no thought. And thought arise because of memory. And when it respond to memory, it depends on your mental state or tendency at that time. You have got a lot of worry, attachment, fear, anxiety, phobia, dislike, or certain things that you cling on to. It will continuously recall those thoughts. It will come to like haunt you. That's why you can't meditate. So these are mental hindrances. Then when you are doubtful without the spiritual faculty or sadha, you cannot meditate. So just relax, silent, maintain that awareness within. Then let the mind settle down, become very quiet, still. That is your true mind. Then stabilize it. If you can stabilize it during the form of meditation, then your daily mindfulness will be very easy later on. Then just silence everything and allow the mind to understand whatever that arises and pass away. You will start to witness all the essential Dhamma within your own form of mind. The five mental hindrances the five spiritual qualities, the three evil roots, seven factors of enlightenment, the dependent origination, paticca samuppada, the dwelling, including the Four Noble Truth, and many other essential Dhamma. You will start to witness them, understand them. Then that nature, which is beyond the conditional, you have a chance to realize the cessation, you will understand what this thing is. So meditation is very simple when you understand. When you don't understand, you will go the wrong way. Well, most people think that to meditate, there must be a meditator. And the meditator is always the thought. That's why they get it wrong. When the thought is actively doing things in the name of meditation, it starts to stir the mind, create more thought. And this is what thought-based meditation is all about. We cannot realize the silence, the stillness, the sati within. When thought is active, there is no sati, there is no mindfulness, there is no silent mind. The thought has to still and cease. When the mundane mind is not, the true mind will surface. Actually, the true mind is always there. The essence of mind, the silence, the stillness is always there. But because of the mundane mind that creates thinking, thought process, emotion, so this one takes over, deceive you, distract you, and draw you away. And as you live life, you have been using thought so often, thinking that that is the only instrument you have. That's how a lot of cultivators fail to develop the clear understanding of what meditation is. Okay, so with this understanding, I will allow you to just relax, silence your mind, and develop the meditation. I will ring the bell after the 30 minutes is up. or else still want to meditate, you can continue. For the seminar, slowly, mind point, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Okay, then turn to page 6 of the chanting book. We will recite the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas in this universe in their entirety. Let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Satamam Munirajas Sunantu Sakkamo Kadam Dhamma Savanam Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savanam Kalo Ayam Badanta Savanankalo Ayam Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sa buddho jacarana sampanno sugato lokavidu anotaro purisa dhamma sarati sat Deva Manosanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachyatang Veditabo Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Yadidang Ja, oh sorry, Tipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Yadidang chatari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato savakasangho ahoneyo pahoneyo dakeneyo anjali karaniyo anuttarang punyaketang lokasati sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Bhajan. Buddhang Pajami Dhammang Pajami Sanghang Pajami. Okay, you can be seated. Just relax body and mind, then maintain some form of attention. Okay, we are now open up for second session, meditation reporting, followed by Q&A, whatever question you have regarding the meditation or the teaching and how to apply them, you can ask. Okay, you just have to put up your hand. Anybody? Tell me, yes. Yes.
I want to ask about
one more slot.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I want to ask about death.
Okay. That's a good topic.
because this morning my dog just passed away.
How old is the dog?
10 years old.
Oh, dog. Okay, I thought the doctor 10 years old.
No, it must be
a very spectacular doctor. okay.
It was really
huge.
She was sick for a few days, not eating. Then suddenly a few days was quite alert.
Okay.
And then just died yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So, because
yeah,
I don't know what to do just in the morning and then everything. But luckily, we went to see a doctor. Then the doctor already say that she will pass on.
Yeah.
Then my father kind of dig a hole for the
dog. Okay.
It's really weird when she dig a hole and then the dog go around it and then have a look of her burial place.
Yeah.
And then this morning she died and then. I don't know what to do, you know.
I
just want to know.
Okay. What you can do, huh?
How
long have you been with this dog? Is it your family dog?
Yeah.
Oh, 10 years already. Oh, that's pretty long. Many times who like dogs also have this problem. Last time, I remember Joyce and Clifford. They used to have one dog. So they have developed the relationship, the friendship, until they were so close to the dog, especially Clifford. So the attachment is there. So they also had to face a similar situation. I think their dog also due to old age passed away. So Clifford managed to get, I think he went online or he heard somebody told him, so he went online and searched and found the phone number he called, and they come and did everything for him, including the cremation, the burial, everything. Then I think charge him not expensive, I think a few hundred dollars, $300-$400 if I'm not wrong. So, but before it happened, they came and asked me. They love the dog very much, and it's like you can feel the dog because they were so close.
there were many memories. And you know Sam also, Sam and the wife. They also now in their house, they got 3 or 4 dogs, I think. And this dog came to him because of circumstances, condition. So many years ago, he went somewhere, then there is this dog. Somebody, I think, knew that this dog was blind. But Sam didn't know. Then he find the dog so cute. Then they say, "You want or not? I give it to you." So I say, "Okay." Then after they took back, he realized the dog was blind. But they continued to raise the dog. But the dog was actually also pregnant. They gave birth to a few puppies. That's why I end up so many dogs in the house. But he loved those dogs. So, you see, when it comes to these animals or pets, it's your understanding, your affinity, your relationship that you have established with them. They don't come to you by chance. They come to you because of condition and affinity from the past. So what you can do is, they also have life. So while they are around, you have care for them, provide for them, then do certain things for them. Then they have the good life, the happy life. Dog has a lot of gratitude. They really can make you feel good. And they can sense that you are not happy. A lot of people told me that. Then most ladies, they like to have dogs instead of human being as friend. Your human being are very not reliable. Human being a lot are very selfish, cunning, deceiving, and all those things. You cannot trust human being. But dog, you take care of them. You establish a relationship with them. They are very sincere. They really, really bond with you. And they can be very, very cute and very interesting because they know your mood. They play with you. Then when you are down, your mood is no good, they also know. They will sit near you quietly. They accompany you. Then when you go out station, they will miss you. Then before you come back, sometimes they can sense. They know you are coming back already. Then they are very happy at home, wagging the tail and waiting for you to come back. Because when I was very young, not really that young, sorry, my mom decided to bring a dog back because he wants the dog to look after the shop. Because my father's safe. He got one safe. When I was in Form 3, the robbers came and break in and stole the whole safe. So a lot of people don't know, is it? Oh, maybe bad karma. Actually, that condition was not bad karma. That's why you cannot conclude everything has bad karma. That was the year I was having my, they call it the LCE. Our time was LCE. Lower, don't know what. Certificate of Education. So my father promised me, if I got an A, he will give me good ang pao, reward. Then every A, someone got incentive. And that was the year before the result came out. His safe was stolen. And the old coins, the saving, and some cash, all stolen. His medical thing, all stolen. The worst was our IC, our birth cert, all the document, citizenship, everything was gone. So he made a police report. He was worried. Because to do up all these things, he was illiterate and he know it's very, very troublesome. So spend money is one thing. And you know what happened? After 3 days, one old man passed by the shop, bring one copy of the document and show it to my father. He said, "Is this yours?" My father was so happy. One of our birth cert. He said, "Where do you find it?" He said, "There's a safe down by the riverbank." He said, "I passed by, I saw, I took one document out there, I know your address. 34 Semangkola," he came to my father's. Then my father was so happy, I think rewarded that person also. Then went there, they found everything, the document, everything, except the money, the old coin, and my IC. My IC was red. I think they thought it's 10 ringgit, I don't know. My IC was the only document missing. And you know what happened? Because I was born before 1957, before Merdeka. So I was born in Kedah, not Penang. I was the only red IC in the family. My the other two sisters, also born before 57, I think 55 and 56, but they were born in Penang. They got blue IC. We are province Wellesley, the straight settlement, automatic citizenship. Then after that, after Merdeka, oh, no problem. And because of that, my father got no choice. Because when he wanted to change my IC to blue, that person who helped him to do say, "This is very troublesome. You got to pay a lot of money. You got to send down to KL, wait for 1-2 months. Sometimes got problem, come, ding dong, some more." So my father was not keen to do. But when the red IC was lost, he scared I got no IC, he must do it for me. So he said, since he want to do, he must do it properly, get me a blue one. So he spent a few months, I think. I got to go with him to the police station and make the oath, sumpah, that's stolen. Then my father got to provide his IC and his citizenship. His IC and my surname didn't match. Because Teo, the spelling a lot. T-E-O-H is mine. My father one is T-N-E-O-H. So he said, "You are not the father." "But birth cert father." He said, "Yeah, birth cert father, but surname wrong." So they refused to give me proper IC. So he got no choice. He asked, "What is the easiest way?" He said, "Add 3 surnames to your IC and birth cert." So my father got to go and amend and put alias. So he got 3 or 4 surnames, Teo, different spelling and all. So that all included. So mine was included. So I managed to get the blue IC together with a citizenship first, then the blue IC. Mine is Article 15-3. One of my parents is a Malaysian, because he got his citizenship and all things. And because of that, when my result came out, I did very well. I was offered engineering. And I managed to go in because of the blue IC. I got another classmate who is very good. He can do maxonon actually. But he's an Indian, red IC, rejected. They say he's a non-citizen. That's why he was so lucky, meant to be, will be. So that year, my father promised to give me better ang pao, but because stolen safe, I still received 2 ringgit ang pao. But that year, I make a lot of money from the new year. New year, we had this card games. I very lucky. So from that 2 ringgit, I think I win almost 200 something. So every new year, I make money. It's like 1 year when I stole 2 ringgit from my mother's ang pao. Oh, I tell you, that year, sui like anything. That's why I saw this comic thing since young. It like show it to me. And that time, I don't know the number. But I knew there is something who chair on behind. So coming back, to your this one about the dog. It's your affinity, your understanding. So when there is love, you care for them. Oh, sorry, I talk about my mother's dog, eh? Because the sage stolen, that's the reason he actually bring about the dog. So that dog, I actually care for him too. Sometimes my mother busy, I feed him. Yeah. And I will collect the remaining, the bones and all those things. I know dog like bones. Eh? Then I will make sure he is well fed. And this dog like me. Yeah. So when I went to University Malaya, I was away for one term, no? Almost 3 months. So. And you know, this dog, anybody come near, he bark like anything. After almost a term I left, I came back. My bus arrived early morning, before 5:30, I think. 5 or 5:30, every time they arrive early from KL. Then when I came down on the bus, I walked across the trunk road. My shop is just in front. Yeah. When I walk near, when I reach the shop, no sound at all. No barking, nothing. Then I can hear this dog wagging the tail inside there. Like that. Very happy. Then I knock on the door, still no barking. Then later I have to call out to my parents. So my parents woke up and opened the door for me. He said, this dog used to bark like anything, but when you come back, it doesn't bark. I don't know why. I say, good dog. So these dogs are very sensitive. They can smell you even from far. Then the way you walk, they will know that it's you. Yeah. So these are the things we call love, relationship. It is the consciousness, the mind. When you really care for them, they know. And dog, they are very good pet because they have gratitude. They can sacrifice, save you and help you and all those things. Then when it comes to this death or what, you don't have to worry. You already care for them when they are young. But because of affinity, if you want to do something for them, you can. Like Clifford. He do a proper cremation, then I teach them to read it, love and all those things, then transfer marriage, share merits. You can make offering in the name of your pet, your dog. Not necessarily your parents or what. The dog also can, and wish them a better future in whatever rhyme of rebirth they may be. Then recall to mind, yeah, how they have helped you look after your house, your place. Then how they give you joy and all those things. Yeah. So these are the things that we can do. It's just like our parents. They give us life. They bring us to this world. They care for us. They provide for us. They love us. They sacrifice for us when we are sick. When we grow up. They counsel us. They educate us. They teach us many things. Then they give us food and shelter, provide for our education, care for us when we are sick, bring us to school, plan everything. These are what parents' duties are. But because of their sincere love, sacrifice and care, their parami is very, very strong. That's why you must have gratitude towards them. You must express your filial piety. Then at the same time, you must thank them for what they have done for you. So filial piety is when they are still alive, repay them in whatever way. Then after they pass away, you can also do many things. Yeah? And the Buddha did mention, is it? The best way to repay your parent is teaching them the Dhamma, the truth. You more than repay them. Otherwise, even if you were to carry them on your shoulder, yeah, until they die, care for them, feed them and all those things, you still cannot repay their kindness for what they have done for you. So parents, their relationship with you under the law of karma is very powerful. That's why killing of a parent, patricide and matricide, is a heavy karma. You understand? So likewise, if you love them, care for them, provide for them, and do whatever wholesomeness towards them, the merits is very high. So all these are the understanding when you really develop the practice, the cultivation. The law of karma recognizes relationship. So your relationship with the dog is no different from your relationship with another fellow living being. The only thing is, he is not blood-wise related to you because he was not born from your parents. He is not your sibling or whatever. But at least there is affinity. They are your pets. It's just like your neighbor, your good friend, or somebody that you adopt and you raise him up. So there is this relationship, love, care. So this is Dhamma. Dhamma means you take care of karma. Karma take care of you. You do your duty. Then later on, as a dog, in future, let's say, you happen to be a dog or other type of animals or what, because you did your duty very well, you care for them. This is your parami. Then you will have what they call zhūrén. What do you call in English? Jīyān. Owner. The one that take care of the pet. They get jīyān. Owner. I don't think so. It's not a right English word. Zhūrén. The one that take care of the pet one. Caretaker, I think. Not caretaker. Caretaker means you take care for somebody. No, you are the owner. So you are the owner, but more than what? It's not you own him, no. You actually agree to take him in as your pet. No? 主人 is very good. Jian. So like somebody who actually take care of this particular pets. So that establishment of relationship has its karma. If you have done your duty well, in future you will have a very good person who will take care of you, and you become that person's pet. And you will enjoy it. But if you mistreat this pet, do all things, you will meet another guy who will do the same thing to you. You reap what you sow. So don't worry or try to like remorse. Aiyo, my father burial. Never mind. Yeah, that is what he want. That is what his understanding is. He will do accordingly. But you can still radiate love and metta. Understand? And wish for the dog's well-being. Whether male or female, I don't know. Then you can make offering or donation in the name of the dog. Yeah. Then sometimes you can share merit and transfer merit because you are a cultivator. You keep your precept. You attend Dhamma class. You develop all the 10 meritorious actions. You got a lot of spiritual merits and parami. So you can share merit, transfer merit. Then you can also invoke power of merits for their well-being and other things. So you do this to the pets and your loved one or friends or classmates or whatever. So in future, people will do for you, understand? So this is how the Dhamma, when understood, whatever you do to people, it will come back to your karmic nature. You reap what you sow. Do good, because good. Do evil, because evil. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, virtue, goodness. Goodness, virtue, and wholesomeness will come back to you. So it's just this understanding. Okay? I thought you want to know when they die, what happened.
It just also recalled to me because I found that those my family members, they also pass on quite suddenly, right?
Like
my uncle, he went to a restaurant, like very healthy.
Yeah,
yeah. Then suddenly he
collapsed
just,
there.
Collapsed there.
Yeah, very common.
So, at that moment, I don't really know what to do or react. Just not like crying or what. Just,
no point. No
just
point.
Just like I was there, then I feel like I should do
no need to cry, no need to lament, no need. Like the Buddha said, no amount of sorrow or lamentation can bring back the dead. Why must you cry? These are nature's phenomena. Understand not? The first noble truth reality. The reality of birth, old age, sickness and death. Every living being must also confront them if you live long enough. So what is death? When you understand, nothing dies. You remember the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta? No mark. No mark of a self. No mark of living beings. No mark of others. No mark of life and existence. That is ultimate truth. The unconditioned. The wisdom. But when you live in this conditioned world, there is such thing as law of karma. Understand? There is such thing as law of karma recognizing relationship. So you have to do your duty. This form and mind is subject to karma. That's why it has to do its duty. Otherwise, karma-wise, it will hit back. If you don't do your duty, it means you are not a responsible person. You violate the law of karma. So it has its implication and effect on your karmic nature. So the karmic potential that you create will be the one that set in motion what are the future possibility of life that will arise when you take future birth. So these are all the understanding. So death is, like we have gone through, very, very common. Every second people die. Sometimes animals also die. Insects die. Fishes die. So death is a certainty, a reality. And it exists everywhere. Even our grandparents, they die. My parents too, they die. Then I saw my classmates all starting to die. Then when I went back for reunion recently to my old school, Alastair, I went into that primary school 1960. So 58 years. Some of us are classmates for 58 years. Then we went to the same secondary school in the year 1967. So the reunion was beautiful. But the sad news is everybody start to tell you, do you know, this teacher is no more, this teacher is no more. So seven of our teacher is no more. Then yesterday another SMS, our maths teacher also no more. Wong Chong Yu. So, death is a certainty. Then you see them age. You see them going through the reality of disease and sickness. Our chemistry teacher also passed away, the lady, Miss Ho, Ho Ngoc Yin. She's a very good teacher. I like her teaching style, the way she teach chemistry. It makes the teaching so interesting and so easy to understand. We did very well in all the science and math subject. And the practical that she teach, no need to remember anything. Whatever the practical exam come out, you sure SWOT analysis, within a few minutes, less than 5 minutes, we will know what that thing is. You only have to go through 3 or 4 steps, then we can actually eliminate and confirm what that thing is. That's why we don't have to worry about what the question is. Once I know what the salt is, I will know how to answer all the question. And yet, she didn't marry. She was a single lady. And she died because of cancer. In the last few months, she don't want even students to visit her. Where she becomes so thin and so like disease and haggard or something. Then the more added misery is, we were told by one of the classmates who went and visited her, it was on a personal basis that she went.
the other sister of her also was very sick like her. Then she got a younger sister, had to look after these two sisters. You know? So pity her. But that is karma. That's not, there is no such thing as pity or what, because karma is when the condition manifests, things will unfold, it will happen. Then you don't live your life well, you don't have the Dhamma, you don't understand, this thing will happen. Then you see the reality of birth, getting old or getting sick, and finally die. This process is nature's law. We are the physical body, the form goes the way of nature. So when you understand, you are prepared. You are not deluded. You will not lament, you will not cry. You do what you have to do. While they are around, do your duty. Love them. Have gratitude towards what they have done for you. Then establish those understanding. Then even after they pass away, do what you have to do, yeah, to bring about wholesomeness, goodness. You can do like what I mentioned just now. Radiate love, metta, transform marriage, share marriage. Then do good or wholesomeness. Perform dana or whatever in their name, the name of the disease. Then share marriage, transform marriage. Invoke power merits for their well-being, the causes and conditions. But the best is while they are still around, if they have the condition, teach them the Dhamma. That is the best. The dog, of course, not easy. The dog, you cannot teach them how to chant. But some dog can. You saw those videos. They really stand on two legs. Then the monk bow or the nun bow. The dog also bow. Then they like to listen to the chanting. Then sometimes the bird also chant Amitabha. But these are because they learn through hearing, then they develop the habit to chant and all those things. It's just like the parrot. Yeah. So Dhamma is for you to develop the understanding to know what to do. These are not real in the ultimate truth or the unconditioned Dhamma, wisdom-wise, all these are not real. That's why the Buddha say, they are all impermanent. You attach, you cling, you grasp, it leads to suffering. And because they are impermanent, it's not a permanent, unchanging entity where you can cling on to, hold on to, and say, this is I, this is me, therefore all this can be mine. And because they are dependent, originating, condition arising, it is not real, empty. There's an empty nature existence, no reality at all. Everything arises and passes away, come and go. Dependent originating, condition arising, just phenomena. The world of consciousness, illusion, and not what you think. As real as can be, just within the moment, split second is there and gone. And that is the only reality in life. Moment to moment, life passes by. That is the only reality, that moment. But how stable is that moment? Split second is gone. That's how when you see all this, you see the unreality of existential world, the conditioned world. Everything is not what you think. That's why mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. Where mind arises, everything, the phenomenal world, the existential world, the world of consciousness, the world of illusion, they all arise. Yeah. When mind sees, everything sees. But there is a nature behind which is beyond all this. So Dhamma is to understand the condition and the unconditioned. Then only you will have the wisdom to live life, to really understand life. Otherwise, not easy. Okay, so you know what to do, huh? Yeah. So the dog can be a good condition for Dhamma too. Okay, anybody else? Yeah. Nobody else? Everybody got no question? Reporting meditation? Don't have.
You should ask, should actually arise the condition for Dhamma to flow. Otherwise, I will try to read to you one of the outline short notes, which is very good. I think this is the one that my daughter prepared. Oh, whose question? Oh, very good. Others, I read this first. So, yeah. You read first, read first. Read first.
Don't laugh. Somebody sent me this. If we don't complain, we don't have problem, then we are not happy. Once complain, we are happy because there is problem.
So one of the Kayamita or friend, this one?
Friend.
Friend, must be friend. Okay, after so I will deal with that. This one is our 11th of September, Tuesday class, outline short notes. We were at chapter 20, page 360, The Working of Karma, from the reference book, The Buddha and His Teaching. I just sent out today, I think. First thing is to understand what is bhavanga. How many of you know this word, bhavanga? What is it? I just shared with the Tuesday class. I didn't share with you all. What is bhavanga? Yeah. The mind stream, yes. Life continuum. Life continuum. But this is the unconscious. Understand? Unless... No, this is the unconscious. Because before you imprint, there is no consciousness. It's just the life continuum, the mind stream. It just streams across. It's like baby. Then it can become conscious. Okay, I read on. Bhavanga. My daughter very good. I thought she couldn't really understand. I thought I need to edit. I realized no need to edit. Everything come out almost there. She said, bhavanga is a life continuum or mind stream, a type of consciousness below the threshold of sense door consciousness. You know what is below the threshold in there? Before you become conscious. Understand? Like hearing consciousness. There is none of those. Below the threshold of sense door consciousness, they just flow like a continuous undercurrent when there is no intruding sense activity. That is impinging sense data, like sound, vibration, the trigger of the hearing, consciousness. So the unimpinged consciousness is the past bhavanga. They call it atita bhavanga. Then the moment the impinging happens, it is called vibrating bhavanga. Bhavanga chalana. When we are at rest or sleeping, the mind performs a clean out leading to recuperation of mind. Build up or accumulated fear, phobia, and scars of memory are released through our subconscious and unconscious state to bring about order to the mind. Dreams are example of such subconscious release. When the bhavanga stream of consciousness is arrested or impinged, means there is a Pali word, bhavanga upacheda, it leads to sense door consciousness, avajana. It will allow the mind to steer towards the sense data. Then sense consciousness, pachavinyana, will arise. Example, visual consciousness, chakum vinyana, arise when which sees the object, followed by a moment of the sense object's reception, means sampatijana bhavanga. Vinyana. The investigating thought moment, santirana, examine the perceived object. The process of knowing the object relates to memory, learning, past experiences, conditioning, etc. Followed by determining thought moment, rota, upana. When discrimination is exercised and free will may play its part. With wisdom, yoniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience, there will be no negativity of consciousness. It becomes moral or wise consciousness. With ayoniso manasikara, unwise attention, it becomes immoral. Then the seven javana, or stages of determining thought moment, decides the nature of karma. All these thought moments are similar, but the potential, the karmic potential, differs. If it occurs on the first thought moment, then if there is no condition for its friction in this present life, then the karmic potential will cease to be after that life. If it occurs on the seventh thought moment, then if there is condition for it, its friction in the present life and the next life, then the karmic potential will cease to be after that. If it occurs between the second and the sixth determining thought moment, then its karmic potential is forever present. This entire thought process, which takes place in an infinitesimal fraction of time, ends with the registering consciousness, tadalambana, lasting for two thought moments. A single thought process is completed at the expiration of 17 thought moments. This process is multidimensional. Example, multi-thought processes, all at different stages, happening very fast. And some may not even complete the 17 thought moment, but continue to spawn off new thought process in between, depending on condition. Then Sister Alicia asked whether these 17 thought moments are similar to the 8 type of consciousness. Bratio answered no, but said that they are related. The 17 thought moments, if fully completed, will form a thought process, and depending on the mental intention associated with that thought process, the respective type of consciousness will be classified. The type of consciousness will be classified accordingly. Bratio recommends to the class Kayamita to read ahead of the next class in order to have more active participation during the next Tuesday class discussion. Have gratitude for what you have. Example, a healthy form of mind, and able to make use of what you have to the fullest to cultivate wisdom, compassion, and mindfulness is true blessing and understanding to live life. So like today, at the lunch, I think Mike and Sito took us for lunch today. Mi Fong mentioned this. He said he felt like very blessed, very honored at this age. 64, coming to 64 or some 64 plus, we still have a healthy body. We still have all the senses intact. We still have the means to live the good life, the happy life. Really, this is true blessing. A lot of people can't even survive beyond 60, understand? And most people has a lot of issue and problem already at those age. So, the way we perceive life, we understand life is very important. Then this one will lead us to answer Suyan's question. Complain? Happy. Don't complain? Not happy. So, that's all. So now we come to Suyan's question. You can repeat the question. This one is not Kayamita, a friend. It can give rise to good condition for you to understand Dhamma and life. even though the question appear like very normal or a bit weird, the Saisuyan say don't laugh.
If yeah. you don't complain,
yeah.
we don't have problem, then we are not happy. Once complain, we are happy because there are problems. Actually, it sounds more like in Hokkien or in Cantonese.
Yeah, yeah.
Complain, then your song, bo complain, bo
song. Yeah, I think that is more towards the meaning. You put it in English, that it doesn't sound that correct. But in our Chinese tradition, you put the way Suyan put it in Hokkien, bo complain, bo lon, mana song. I lon. So it is how we look at things, understand? With wisdom, we look at it different. That's why the duality of the conditioned world, those who attend the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta, you will know, they will know. What is duality? Because last time, Eng Bi, they all asked me before. Then they want to know how to transcend duality within the conditioned world. Yeah. Means how to apply the Dhamma to go beyond duality. Yeah. So I explained a very important fact to Eng Bi, they all. Duality pertains to the existential world. You must always remember that. Even though under ultimate truth, duality is discrimination, fen bie xing. The moment mundane mind arise, it will create discrimination. We are human beings are just the way they are. Why? They are so conditioned. They got their own views and opinions of things, understand? Everything also, they are very capable. They got a view on it. And most of the time, they don't agree with each other. That's how duality come about. Right and wrong. Good and bad. Like this one, happy or not happy. But if you understand duality, and duality exists within the conditioned world, so what must you do? You must develop the wisdom to understand both the conditioned and the unconditioned. Within the conditioned world, when people don't have the understanding, it's just like the three types of seeing. Remember? Seeing mountain. Kan san, se san. So this is their convention. So he make a statement. How do you see this statement? If you want to end up arguing with him, then you go and say something. But if you don't want to argue with him, you don't have to say something. Then if it's a sincere discussion, no right, no wrong, express your opinion, then it can be a very good discussion. Then you can tell him. To you, maybe it's like that. Complain, then only happy. There is something to complain. Otherwise, if I don't complain, there's nothing. I'm not happy. Because I cannot tahan the way you do things. So, this is the duality of the world. So, if you have your own understanding, you say, maybe if you want to teach them something, you say, how do you feel when you do that? That joy, that happiness, is it real happiness? Because that person didn't see the impact, the implication. When you complain, it affects others, understand? The person that you make the complaint, he should not be happy with you, understand? Why do you complain? You say that guy lah. How can he do this? So you go and make a complaint to the office, or to the superior and all this thing. So you see him get into trouble, you're happy. But this one got karmic implication. So next time in future, you do certain thing, whether right or wrong, or whatever, because you got this karmic potential, the tendency. When there is condition, people will complain against you. So how you feel? How do you feel? It's not about doing something, then arising the pleasure, understand? You feel good because you feel excited because this guy got into trouble already, understand? And they are going to go to hell. If that is your intention, then something not right, understand? But sometimes it's a sick person, understand? He just want to create issue, understand? So that is equally sick, understand? But if you complain because you want to make right certain thing, then it's good, understand? You must actually be righteous and dare to speak out. I think we have to do something. Because this person's action and behavior is affecting every one of us. Understand? So we can bring this up instead of like a complaint against it. It just highlights to people, like you stay in a condo. Then this unit got a funny tenant. Understand? Then do all those nonsense, not cooperative and all those things. So what do you do? In fact, there was a real case. I don't want to mention who, but one of the Kayan Mita. He rented out a condo. Oh, it's a she. She furnished it until so much better than the normal unit. So normal unit ran out about 2006-2008. She managed to get almost 2000 something. So, supposed to rent out to a dato. Then the wife is supposed to be the dati in Vyota. The husband is a dato. But this guy is a foreigner, it seems. So initially very happy. It's a relatively new condo. So what happened was, after 1 or 2 months, the renter didn't pay. Dato also didn't pay. Call the agent. Agent also refused to take the call. For 5 months, no rental payment. Until this Kaya Mita cannot tahan. Then complain. Come to me. So I say, you got two choices. Yeah. Worry about it. Become miserable. And see how it goes. The other one is, understand it. First, right view with regards to law of karma. I mean, last time you must have done this to people. So now you cannot back. We have got condition. Fair or not? Fair? Don't complain. So need to ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. Then act. Act with what? Wisdom. Understanding. Nobody faux pas. To resolve this amicably. Do the thing that you can do. Then finally, manage to contact the lady. The lady. So the lady say, oh yeah, you are the owner. I was trying to look for you. He said, my dato husband, he is a con man. He cheated not only you, he also cheated me. He's a foreigner. He said he got business in Middle East. He's an investment fund manager. Got a lot of money coming in, he said. But I need to establish account in Malaysia and I need to have business. Then only the money can come in. A lot of story. So this lady, being a divorcee, Malay lady, he trusted the dato, with dato. Then come out in money, don't know, 300,000-400,000. She put in hers. He only come out with a bit, because he pretend to like rent this nice condo fully furnished and pay for everything. So he thought the dato got money. Then every time when he asks him when can the fund come, a lot of reason on, keep on delaying. Actually, wants to, it's a con man. So finally, it seems the wife got abused. The dato worker changed the lock, everything, and tell the guard, he said he cannot enter the condo now. You know what the husband told the guard, the management corporation? He said, she is not the tenant, I'm the tenant. You go and tell the guard, don't let her come in. And he don't want to pay the rent. So this lady was caught in between. So our Kaya Mita got no choice, finally told him, you have to pay your rental, otherwise you have to shift. He said, I cannot do anything, my husband is holding the key. I don't have key also. Now he changed the lock. You sweat or not, you are the owner. And he really asked our Kayamita to meet her. And I have to accompany the Kayamita. I tell you, blue-black, the wife, wearing dark glasses, come with the mother, and I think one or two children from the previous marriage. Well, cry and all those things. But finally resolve amicably. Yeah. I said, you all better sort it out. I said, if what you say is the truth, let's do this. Get the datin or the dato's wife, go and make a police report. Our Kayamita is the owner and said, get this resolved. And go to the manager office and say, this is the con man. Then, okay. And you know how fierce the husband was. The police come also, he's not scared. He still insists he's the tenant. Then later on, what happened? Finally, the datin also got... the police didn't come. Yeah. They tried to sort out at the management corporation level, but couldn't sort out. So finally, no choice. Ask her to get the police to come. He said, cannot. The husband go and bribe the police, the inspector. The police say, among Datuk Datin, you all sort it out. Then luckily, I told the committee, you tell her, go and report another police station. And don't let this police station, anyone know about what happened there. Get them to come. So luckily, the police came, caught this fellow, then clear up everything. Then ask them to return the unit. So Kayem had to take control. But this lady, not better, the team, managed to pay her the outstanding rental with some damages. They didn't pay the damages. The TV was broken, new TV. Door lock on, a lot of, but not much, I think, can be rectified. So, Kayamita was very happy, finally. Then after that, they not ran to Datuk and Datin. So, this type of thing, you talk about complaining, right? You complain no use on it, I tell you. You have to resolve it, understand? But you can see your friends, see somebody who have the understanding, experience, and help you to resolve it. Don't get angry and miserable over things. No point. Why do you want to complain? Complain won't help you solve your problem. But if you are righteous, it's different. Then you don't call it complain. You bring out the matter to people. Let them understand. Then we resolve it through understanding. That is what the Dhamma is. Don't get angry. Don't be emotional. Don't be upset over what happened. That's why I say the world is the world. People are just the way they are. And you haven't seen this type of tenant. I tell you, you think you own own a property, a condo I can rent now. But you don't know about all this story. Some are more worse. Some, they use your condo to run drug business. How? The agent don't care, or they want the commission on it. They didn't even do a background check. And most of these are foreigners. Especially African. And now you see a lot around the black and all those things. So depend on your karma. Last time you must be all this thing doing all this, that's why you cannot. So taking care of karma is very important, is a very powerful virtue. If you don't have all this, if you don't take care of karma, I tell you, sooner or later, condition will arise and manifest, and you will be entangled. So not worthwhile to do things that cause suffering and misery to fellow living beings, because it has this karmic implication. Then when the condition arises, you cannot escape. It will hit you. So this is a good condition to teach you how to resolve problem. I don't call it a problem because it's never a problem. But human being got no choice. They always say, we got no problem. Last time my MD also used to tell me that. He said, Because after he heard me saying certain thing, but I say it in a different way, then he used the same thing. He go and tell people, he said, I got no problem. Problem is everywhere. Solve it, he said. Oh. So what I thought he was, I told him this, I said, you are the MD. If you want to get involved in all these things, you got only 24 hours a day. You will be stressed out and you will be in miserable state. I said, you hire people for what? This will teach you management when you promoted, you become senior. I always teach them, you hire people for what? To work for you, isn't it? To help you too? Of course, you say leverage time. But for him, it's about construction. Solve problems. The construction site problem. But the thing is, if your staff bring problem back to you, then how do you deal with this staff? How do you deal with the staff? Scold him. And tell him, you're so stupid. This one also don't know how to solve. But sometimes the staff is very smart. They actually turn the question around and pass it to the boss to decide. You know how they turn it around in the site meeting. And this one is executive director. He come back. He know the MD is very protective of the company. He said, the client, he said, we all meet, don't use the word, the listed company. He said, this listed company is a useless company. He said, all the work behind time and all, our work no standard and all. And as an MD, the ego hurt, how can he say that? Then he will ask the project manager, all the idiots, what did he say? Why did he say this? Okay. No matter how much money I will spend, I will put him in, I will do it, I will deliver, and I will show it to him. He is not like that. Then later on, I said, this is not the way to do things. You hire him for what? You pay him as a senior project manager, as an ED. And he bring problem back to you, and you help him to solve and do all this thing. It's not the right way, is it? So the first thing I will do is, I say, come. You know your scope of work or not? This is a site problem, isn't it? I hire you for what? You are the project manager, you manage the site. You are the ED. You use your authority to sort things out. If things that are beyond you, you come and see me, understand? You need financial authority. You need authority that is beyond the normal HR approved requirement or expenses requirement. Then you come and see me. Apart from that, don't see me. Finish it. This is your problem at all. You bring it back. I might as well take over your job, isn't it? Then only he realized, why I so stupid? Just because people turn the question around. That's all. Then you can. But when you have clarity, you understand, you also don't scold them. You just remind them. Your job scope is, you have a job scope, and that's how they call it your duty list. You're supposed to sort all this out. If it's beyond you, you need certain financial authority or certain type of authority that is beyond you. Then you come and see me, then I will help you to sort it out. And as I say, if HR cannot give you what you want, then you got a legitimate reason to complain. Then you come and see me, then I sort out for you, I get from other side, other resources. Then we resolve it. But don't go and argue and cover backside and they call what? Inject poison into another person or division. These are politics, understand? And politics is very unhealthy for your company. Company politics is the worst. Point finger here and there. We are one organization. The That's why we always say we work towards organization objective. And my meeting finished very fast. I don't waste time on all this. They will tell you a story, I'm not interested. When can you deliver? When can you resolve it? Who is good at this? Okay, you. Can you do it? Because it's an organization objective. All work towards one. It's not your department, his department, then you argue his fault. Because his department didn't do this. The problem come back to the company. So we have to resolve it. So we are one, all in the same company. So we resolve it together. So there is no more politics. Who is good? Handle. Who is short of staff? Let the other side come in and help. So that in future, when you have problem, the other division can help you back. So there is the understanding to resolve things. And all this need to be done through understanding and noble evil power. That's why I initially talk to people nicely. But certain people take advantage. Understand? They climb over your head. Oh, that engineer, or that boss. Never mind, you just give reason. He okay. People read you. Understand? Then they take advantage of you. But if you know how to deal with situation, you can actually make that decision that the whole office will know. Don't play a fool with this person. He really very experienced. He know inside out of what we do. And then they will not do all this thing because they know they can't pull it through. Your Arching Gao, he very experienced now. Retired already. He always tell the boss also got problem. The contractor also got problem. Do sales. Then he technical side, he got to go and but he is very good. That's why he can last until so long. I have to retire early. Not to say I no good. I retire early because I got no more major, what they call, burden. So I just want to call it a day to do the thing that I like to do. Because my two children didn't go overseas. I saved so much money. And they saw a local college. They got what they call scholarship somehow. Yeah, that result was very good. So saved me a lot of money. That's why I can call it a day. Then my MD asked me, "You so young, why you retire so early? What are you going to do?" I say, "I do the thing that I like to do." People cannot understand. So that I was 40 something only. I already retired almost coming to 17 plus years, almost 18 years. I remember 2001 Labor Day. That was the day I officially retired. I put in my letter ending on the 1st of May 2001. That is a holiday there. 3 month notice, I get that day paid also. Yeah, it was a Labor Day. So because of that, I have the condition, and I just make that decision. That's why my children, they also understand. They also have the understanding, and they fully supported what I want to do. And later on, when I told them, when I retire, I make more money than when I was working. They even more happy. They were so surprised. I also myself surprised that I end up making much more money than when I was working. Then I got another colleague or friend who very close to me. You all know him, Sam. He also followed me. He was 10 years younger than me, you know. And when I retire that year, 1 year later, he also retired. So he retired 30-something. And he also told me the same thing. He said, "Yeah, till you're right. We make more money not working than working." So these are... another 15 minutes. Okay, we answered that question already. Any other question? Anything about the Dhamma that you are not sure about? Or you don't know how to apply it. Because last Thursday was very good, isn't it? We talked about application of Dhamma, isn't it? How to apply Dhamma, to live life, to help you understand life and maybe resolve whatever life issues or situation. Mm. I try not to use the word problem. Like I always say, there is no such thing as problem in this world. But everybody don't agree. When I say that, is this the deal, something wrong? Well, I got no problem. Yeah, everybody face so much problem in life. But then when I define what is problem, then they start to understand. So what is problem? It's only a problem when? Come. So fast, forgot. It is only a problem when? Why it become a problem? Ah, very good. When you perceive it with very good. With negativity means fear, worry, anxiety, and so on. Why do living beings tend to do this? Perceive it with negativity. Well, they don't have the Dhamma, they don't have the wisdom, they don't have the understanding. And what is lacking? Wisdom is correct. But that wisdom can allow you to develop that understanding that can break away from this. What is that? Wisdom allow you to see things as they are. Means you can accept the reality of the moment. That's why you got no problem. Understand? Whatever happened is the reality. Understand? Like the Buddha said, causes and conditions are there, things will be like that. Why do you want to start off as a problem? Understand? Well, you cannot see the causes and conditions behind. That's why it's a si liao. Got problem already. Who asked you to do that? Why do you go and do that? All this come about. But if you understand that all these are karmic, like the Buddha's teaching, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions behind. And like Venerable Asaji told Sariputta that time, he said, these causes and conditions my teacher has explained. What is it? Karma. Understand? Because the Buddha said, we are all born of karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supportable, and we are what we are because of karma. So we are born of karma, we inherit everything, and we are what we are because. So whatever that happened is all related to karma. That's why I say 99.99% except the 0.001% enlightened being. Not affected by karma. The rest are all karmic. So when the causes and conditions are like that, means it has something to do with your karma. Because you are born of it, born of that karmic thing. You inherit everything from there, and you are what you are because of that karma. And you are supported by that karma. So we are born of karma, and your condition is supported. So cannot run. It's always karmic. So when you understand, you reap what you sow, do good because good, do evil because evil, the world is just the world, people are just the way they are, then you can be at peace, you can have the right view to accept this reality. When I accept means, I don't have negativity, correct? I can accept, I don't hate anymore, I don't blame anymore, I don't have to react anymore, this is the reality. This is truth, this is what is. People don't know how to apply this. They straight away look at the immediate si liao, got problem already. Understand? And they project their thought. they say, ayo, this time, gao la deo. Especially accident, guys, ayo, sui. Why did I take this route? All this is no more reality. Your thought with the idea telling you all this. Then you blame your friend. My friend, he said that one shortcut. He said you go this way faster. These are not reality. Creating more suffering, more enmity, more anger, more evil root, more hatred. Why can't you accept that reality? Accident means accident already. It's your coming, understand? You are not careful, you are not alert. And the karmic conditioning come, you cannot see. That's why it happened. So when it happened, you cannot accept that reality. What happened? You come down, you somehow want to argue with people. Hey, you blind one. You don't see my car coming. You don't know how to brake one. I tell you, you are looking for trouble. You say all these things. This is what wrong speech will bring about enmity and unnecessary conflict. And you meet a violent one. He don't need to answer you. He show you what he can do to you. You talk too much, he whack you. He say, you never die before. May say God. Bang my car some more. Kong to to and all those things. So why you want to create such condition and get yourself into such mess? Whatever happened, calm down. Say sorry first. Really sorry. I don't know what happened. It was my mistake, very likely. Anyway, we go and make police report. I got insurance. You can claim anytime. You will learn that, huh? That guy will turn down, understand? That guy will look at you. Okay. We go and make report. Then if it's minor, then you resolve it, understand? You okay, not much damage. You think how much it costs you to do so that we don't need to make police report. We save some time. I compensate you. Then you go. People willing to agree. Then resolve. Finish. Like my friend Sam, he always say this good advice. Anything you can afford means money can resolve one. It's not a problem. So very easy that. But a lot of people got money, but stingy. Over small thing, they also argue. Actually, they got a lot of money, but they don't know how to make use of it. The Buddha say, live a blameless life. It's like that. Understand? Resolve it so that people don't blame you. Understand? But you can afford it. So, make use of your whatever to resolve issue amicably and make people feel good. Don't go and create unnecessary enmity. So this word problem, you have to really understand it. There is never a problem. That's why when Ingvi went to Paris with the family, he understand, he smiled. The guard was doing all those funny things. He should share with us. When you understand, you can accept the reality, then you know why people are like that. Because he got a duty, he is the guard. And when he see you break the rule, especially Asian, he very, very unhappy. So he will come out and do all those things. And then the daughter try to be right, finish. Want to argue. Then we smile. Then, of course, Chim also injured and all those things. Or having problem. He hurt his leg or what? He hurt his ankle, So, luckily they resolve it amicably. They say, okay. Put back everything. Then resolve, understand? Otherwise, really issue a big problem. When you want to be right, that is the most dangerous one. Who wants to be right? Very good. Tell me now, very good. The ego. Straight away you know. So the ego is to be realized, understand? Ni wo xiang. The mark of a self. This self is very powerful. Because of the ego, you know what happened? The three ego root come to be. This is the deeper aspect of cultivation. Because of this Sakkaya Ditti, now you see the danger of Sakkaya Ditti, the power of Sakkaya Ditti. Because of this ego, the three evil root comes to be. You know why or not? Yeah? Because this ego separate you from others, understand? I, me. That's why it develops selfishness. Understand? The greed for thing, to own thing, to possess thing, to have thing. That greed straight away manifests. The ego. Understand? That it has desire, it has lust, it has craving, possessiveness, authority. So you realize all this evil root of greed manifests from that sakayadity. Then because it thinks it exists, it can become emotional. It can become angry, the evil root of anger, hatred, violence, emotion. Then it can also become fearful when there is something that they perceive as problem with negativity. That's why the greed, hatred, and delusion manifest from that sakayadity, self-delusion. If you don't have the ego, if there is yoniso manasikara, he know you, he know me, who is there to be right or wrong? No mark of others. Actually, no reality. It's just a form of mind with the wrong view. Understand? With the consciousness. Form of mind arguing with form of mind. Form of mind interacting with form of mind. And all these are impermanent. When you grasp, cling, and give meaning, it leads to suffering. It's not a permanent, unchanging entity that you can grasp, cling, and hold on to say, this is me, this is I. That's why you meditate and silent and see that the form of mind is dependent, originating, condition, arising, cause, nothing to do with your nature, no reality. But this one exists within the conditioned world because it's karmically conditional, related to your karmic nature. Understand? This one got a duty. That's why it's not easy to understand Dhamma and live life. Even though not real, not you. You have to understand that it belongs to your karmic nature. It has a duty. That's why you cannot simply do things. You understand? That is where the Dhamma comes in. Without this understanding, you will entangle yourself. And this one, I tell you, is not easy to penetrate and understand. Unless you really reflect, contemplate, then cultivate the Satipatthana Sutta. The five ways to overcome unwholesome thought. Trace the third and fourth way. Trace the origination factor, retrospective. Reverse it through right view. See things as they are. Accept them for what they are. When you contemplate, reflect, and go deep, then you understand, then it reverses everything out. Then you realize the ego is false. There is no atta within. Form and mind is just form and mind. Then like the Buddha said, the five aggregate of form and mind are impermanent, lead to suffering, empty, non-self, anatta. Then the Heart Sutta lagi best. Wu yun jie kong. The five aggregate are empty of all things, not what you think. Feeling is never you. Form is never you. Consciousness is never you. It's content. It's never you. Then what is there to argue, understand? Who is there to be right and wrong? You only have to understand that this is a tool and a vehicle for you to come to use. Take care of karma. That's it. Finish. Do your duty. That's a right duty is one of the virtue of enlightened being. Of good conduct, upright conduct, wise conduct. All these are in the teaching. Why can't you see? Why can't you understand? Can follow, huh? By now I think can, huh? Except you have to stabilize the understanding. Then you can leave it. Leaving it is the most important. You can't leave it means it is still Dhamma in the form of knowledge, book knowledge, not really part of you. Yeah. But most of you have it. The only thing is you have not reflected, contemplated, it's not stable inside there. Like for English, you know how to apply already. So the stability is slowly, slowly coming. Then later on, he or she will become very different. Yeah. You will see it in yourself. Yeah. You are not like normal people already. You cannot react and become like heedless people anymore already. A lot of things is so different now. You can see it so clearly. Form and mind is just form and mind. No reality. And the world, the convention they use, they give you a name, a label that is not you, understand? No? That is a label. You call yourself a Buddhist, they call you a Chinese. They call you a lady. A young one, of course, pretty lady. Old one, old lady. And all these things. So, whatever people say, if it can hurt you, means your atta is still there. The mark of a self is still there. Understand? You still cling to your identity, your ego. So, whatever people say, so be it. Understand? Because they don't understand. The three level of seeing, when you are very clear, you can accord and flow and agree. Yeah, kan san si san, kan san bu si san, also agree. Then finally, kan san yu si san. Oh yeah, san, mountain what? Mountain is mountain. When you say, I'm stupid, yes, I'm stupid. So what? According to you, I didn't lie. What? Because you perceive it that way, isn't it? Then no more argument, isn't it? If you feel happy after that, good for you. But most people feel funny, you know. Hey, I say you're stupid, you know, you somehow smile. You don't get angrier. Because they need, like Suyan say, I don't complain, no excitement. Complain only, you got excitement. But when they complain and the other side didn't respond, difficult, understand? One hand cannot clap, isn't it? You need both hands to clap, isn't it? So husband and wife, you be careful, no? Then alarm come. When you respond, you make the argument more, no? Understand? No? So the best is keep quiet and smile. I got one friend, he said he learned from Socrates. Socrates, the wife nagged him a lot, no? Scold him, stupid fellow, simply say things until they put him in jail. But he got wisdom, because he was ahead of his time. So after people go and visit him in the prison, ask him, hey, you can tolerate your wife? What's wrong? She is beautiful. You know what he told them or not? He taught me a lot. I learned patience from him. He's the best person to learn patience. Isn't it? You can tolerate him, you can tolerate anybody. See, you perceive it with wholesomeness, then things turn around. Understand? Why do you go and hate people? Then every time they don't want to listen, they get ear plucked there, ear, then they should meditate. Or fall. We open eye, we ear open, listen. Understand? Then if it's not important, no need to listen, silent. Understand? You hold the key to your own life destiny. Take care of mind. Inside, okay. Outside, no problem. Inside, don't have wisdom, not okay. Outside, become problem. Everything is not right. But inside, okay. Everything is the way it is. The reality. You can accept them. Okay, we end. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, then we share merits. Transfer. You want to read it to your dog? Can. Afterwards, you do yourself. We also will share merit with all beings. So your dog can receive. It will be part of it. So let us recall to mind all the wholesomeness that we have developed. Then we shall share. And transfer all these merits to all beings who can receive them. Starting with the devas. Akasata cha bumata devanaga mahindika nyantang anumoditwa cirang rakhantu lokasasana itta wata jamihi sampadan punya sabbe deva anumodantu Sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tuyo idang menya tinang ho tu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang ho tu sukita hontunya tayo imena punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo ho tu yawa nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha and all the worthy one. Then we end.
Oh, I'll look at that. Oh, she's got a ball, right?